Juno gets money from cruise passengers through a variety of state and local fees.
The reason we do this is cruise ships are different than other businesses in town.
That's city manager Rory Watt, who says the city is asking for public input on how it should spend funds from its $5 per person marine passenger fee.
If you took that cruise ship and you said instead of a multi-thousand passenger ship, it was actually a hotel. The hotel was full every day of the summer and people came in and out. We charge the hotel property tax. We don't charge the ship's property tax. So we have this different process.
Over the course of a normal summer, Juno sees about 1.2 million large cruise ship passengers. This year, with tourism and the cruise industry still reeling from the pandemic, only about 125,000 of those people made it to the city. That means revenue from passenger fees is still down almost 90% from an average summer. And due to a court settlement with the cruise industry a few years ago, there are some limits on how that money can be spent. But Watt says it's usually used for a mix of services and infrastructure projects.
We open up seasonal restrooms and we hire crossing guards and we pay for visitor information services that coordinates a bunch of volunteers and we produce maps and signage, you know, so people can find where they're going.
Once people submit their ideas, Watt will draft a recommended list of projects. Then there will be a 30-day public comment period before it moves on to Juno's assembly for final approval. City departments and members of the public have until January 3rd to submit their proposals. In Juno, I'm Bridget Dowd.